Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Zeb Wells is leaving Amazing Spider-Man. Mark Millar ending Jupiter's legacy. Two new Elseworlds titles announced. This is Comic Book Club News for June 20, 2024. Continuing on yesterday's podcast theme of comings and goings, Zeb Wells is exiting his long run on Amazing Spider-Man. The news comes via a bare-bones press release from Marvel teasing Amazing Spider-Man number 58, stating, quote, Tombstone's Revenge. Spanning multiple issues, Spidey's most brutal battle begins. Hitting stands in September, the visceral issue will kick off the climactic final arc of Zeb Wells and John Romita Jr.'s epic run. While Romita Jr. drew plenty of issues on the run, he's rotated with other artists like Ed McGuinness, Patrick Gleason, and Todd Knock. Wells, meanwhile, wrote Amazing Spider-Man over a decade ago as part of the Brand New Day writer rotation and took over as lead writer of the series with the most recent volume. As of yet, we don't know which issue will finish up Wells and Romita Jr.'s run on the title or who will take over next. Regardless, ASM 58 heads to stores on September 11. Mark Millar is ending Jupiter's Legacy, a series you probably thought had already ended. But it hasn't. Until now, with Jupiter's Legacy finale, which will hit from Dark Horse Comics starting in October. Said Millar via press release provided to Comic Book Club, quote, We started this book in 2012, when Barack Obama was still in his first term, and now we're finally finishing it, 12 years older and hopefully wiser. It's been the longest story I've written in my career, and an honor to work with some of the greatest artists in the modern industry. I had this plotted on my board a couple of years before, and it's so satisfying to see it all come together at last. I'm so proud of this book and want to thank everyone for their patience. I hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoyed making it. What other book out there can promise the secret of the universe contained within? Originally drawn by Frank Quitely, artist Tommy Lee Edwards will be taking over for this final installment in the saga of America's most prominent superhero family. It was also adapted into a Netflix show that was pretty bad. The first of five issues will hit stores on October 16, 2024. DC's rebooted Elseworlds line continues to expand with two new titles, Green Lantern Dark and Batman Nightfire. The Green Lantern book is written by Tate Bromble with art by Werther Delladera, aka two members of the Brain Trust behind the Something is Killing the Children franchise. The book, quote, reimagines the DC universe as a dark fantasy wasteland where monsters overrun a post-apocalyptic Earth with a new Green Lantern who carries a lantern rather than a ring. Meanwhile, the Batman book is by brothers Clayman and Sethman and takes place in a Gotham City where Batman has a secret that leaves him ready to burn Gotham City to the ground rather than reveal it. Batman, everybody already knows you're Bruce Wayne, okay? Calm down. The first issue of Green Lantern Dark will hit in October, followed by Batman Nightfire in November. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And okay, fine, I'll take over writing duties on Spider-Man, if I have to. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.